This is where.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
We don't really have, John, an industrial district, and that's something that I think we should talk.
With a planner about.
To our planner about when we hire.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
So what's the advantage to have an industrial over commercial being the same thing?
You can pretty much restrict this type of development or a warehouse type development to your industrial zone. Provided you have enough of an industrial zone that enough parcels in your industrial zone where it can be developed. And that's the issue in Milford Township. The issue is you only have so much commercial property that's available.
I know in Matamoros, we had the skating rink as the industrial zone.
Yeah.
Right near Fort Park.
In Holly, we had an old mobile home park that was the industrial zone. So in any event, a lot of these standards for noise and vibration and water and sewer are kind of standard language that's either in the model ordinances. One of the things that we did require that we took from actually one of the county's proposed ordinances was that any type of water withdrawal over 100,000 gallons a day is going to require a DRVC approval. So that's something I think that'll make everybody involved in this happy. My problem with trying to figure out some of these standards is that a lot of them are really what we would call emergency management type things. You know, are these things going to be required to store energy on site? In other words, have their own energy source. That's what a lot of townships are now considering.
Well, they do their own battery backup.
Right. So, but my concern about that is, what if you have one that's a large one and you decide they want to use
a miniature nuclear plant.
A little nuclear plant.
And that's something that I brought up with John just today. Because we don't know anything about these little mini nuclear plants.
We don't. Yeah.
You know, what's involved in it? What's the safety on it? What's, you know, if it lets go, how big of an area does it destroy?
So,
that's why the only thing that I could really point to would be the National Fire Protection Standards. And
evacuation routes.
Tony, a question for you. I mean, I know we're trying to be as all-encompassing to protect the township, but, you know, how much of items like that, you know, would come through the conditional use process if we were to require that? Like, meaning not having to define it now, but be able to assess it at a later time.
The problem with that is that if we don't have a specific standard, and we ran into this with the warehousing, they were going to appeal it until they realized they weren't going to get anywhere. Based upon the way our ordinance standards were, they weren't specific enough. So, you know, and I think that's why we have to put some of these things in. I don't really want to, but based upon that and some of the case law that's come down from the Commonwealth Court, the Commonwealth Court is taking the position right now that if it's not your ordinance, then you can't enforce it.
You answered my question.
Can it be an encompassing?
Encompassing.
I think we could do something like that. I think we could say, that's why in a couple of these things, like, you know, if you're going to withdraw so much water per day, you have to go to the river basin and get an approval. If you're going to store so many materials per day, then we're going to have to, or you're going to generate energy from the site, then we need to have somebody else take a look at it.
The DEP needs to approve.
We're concerned.
Well, they're battery storage.
They're gonna, they're gonna look at it anyway.
Right, and just, they need to approve it before we'll look at it.
Yeah, although, John, if you have any specific suggestions, I am all open to it. This is, and I put on a draft, and that's the reason I did it, because I want everybody to look at it, mark it up, and say, what about this, what about that? So we can get something moving here.
Well, I like the 40 acres.
I like that too.
I think that we the size of the setbacks makes sense. Mrs. Hendricks did send to me the fact that Pike County is having a navigating this type of application, 2-hour presentation at the training center, March the 4th, from 2 to 4.
And that's on March 4?
March 4, the Pike County Training Center. I would ask our secretary to find out what that is and what we have to do to register, and I would encourage everybody from this board and from the Board of Supervisors to attend that. Mr. Fuller, if you could. Part of my concern
too.
a big part of my concern about the data centers is the temperature that the state administration is putting on this. There's a real push to get away from as many regulations as they can from the local level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a real push for the type of development that they prefer to be set aside and not, and to be sure that we're not going to have any kind of control over them. We need to get ordinances in place that are reasonable. Now, this kind of a thing, navigating these kind of developments presented by the state and doing that, some of it is a little bit scary because they are trying to push the impression that there isn't any noise that goes along with this, but they're not saying that they exercise generators twice a week while they're doing this. They're not giving us the whole. So I think it's really important that we get and listen to what they have and then try to fashion as reasonable and as strict the ordinance as we can. My personal opinion.
And I agree 100% with you, Kevin. That's why at the beginning, I sort of said, to me, when I look at this, I view it more as an emergency management type of issue, because if you're going to allow these large data centers, who's going to protect the public from if something goes wrong?
If something goes wrong, does the public, can they come after the board, per se? Like, why'd you let them put this thing in my backyard?
Well, I think we're going to be forced. This is what I'm saying.
It's coming down the pipe.
Right, no, it's coming down. I mean, this is big money. Data collection.
I don't know if anybody in this room went to the conference, but I was there. And at the county level, Mike Sullivan got up and gave a big speech on how we need more data centers here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more data centers. They're the way to go. Gave a speech for about a half hour on data centers in Pike County. You saw that. You were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't know. I understand the need for economic development. I understand the need for an owner to be able to use their property the way they want to. I understand that these things are necessary. But it goes against one of our primary purposes, and that is to preserve the rural character of and the historic character of the area. These things are like cinder block walls.
Yeah.
These things are all so everybody can keep their photos on their phones.
And they don't hire a lot of people. They could have 2 or 3 people in a 500,000 square foot building running the whole thing.
Mine is almost empty. But if you look at my wife's phone, she's got a million pictures. That's just one individual.
Yeah, yeah, no, so, but the scary part too about this is, as the technology evolves and it changes, these things have just appeared. And what is their life? And there is going to be another, they're going to find another way, and this is going to become obsolete. And what are we doing with these huge things?
Yeah.
Afterwards, I mean, this is
the technology is, as you know, it evolves, so quickly that by the time they're built, they could be obsolete in 20 years.
Oh yeah, when you get your new phone, the first time you dial it, it's obsolete.
Yeah. So I would encourage everybody. It's a Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4 in March. So it's early enough in the year that it isn't going to interfere with most of us with what we're working on.
Yeah,
and
so that's at the emergency manager in Blooming Grove, Kevin.
That's what I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to go over that.
Huh?
That'd be interesting.
The training center to. So, the other thing that the state and this gets off the mark a little bit. The other thing that the state is pushing and Mr. Shapiro is really going full guns on is housing.
Oh yeah.
So the housing is going to come down.
Affordable housing.
Yeah.
Well, but you know that's such a bad term because affordable to who?
Yeah.
So it depends on the area, it depends on your demographics, it depends on a whole lot of things what you consider affordable. So
an affordable apartment in Boston right now is about $5,500 a month, and smaller than
look at
room.
What they are down the street. Yeah. $2,500
a cheap apartment right now in Pike County is $1,500 a month.
It's $1,500 a month, which is crazy.
Go back 5-6 years ago, you get $800,000.
Right.
They jumped that much in a short amount of time. Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off the mark. Sorry, John.
No. I guess, Tony, for me, I think it's just really settling in on some numerical
numbers.
Values.
Yeah.
Like settling on the numbers. And then how soon do we have to actually take action on this, like put it into place?
I think we have about 2.5 months.
Well, then the operative question for this group is, are we comfortable with the boilerplate that the county has given us? Is that the ordinance that we're going with?
I thought it was written very well.
Yeah, I was
going to say. I don't know that I'm comfortable with all of it.
No, but I mean as the base.
The boilerplate, yeah, but I think the numbers need to change.
The baseline, and then for John and for Tony, we want to have a baseline.
Yeah.
We don't want to change this now. We're at the point where we're making progress.
Right.
So are we staying with where John has got us now is what I'm asking.
I think we're in a good spot with that.
I don't think we're in a position to really start over anyway.
No, and at the point we're at, there may be some things down the road that we may not like, but we can always amend it.
I really think we need a larger minimum acreage.
Yes.
I think 7 acres.
And I think we need
7 acres,
a larger setback.
That's what John was saying. We just got to zone in on numbers now.
Numbers, yeah. I mean, I think the ordinance is great. I think with your suggestions, Tony, it's even better. I think it's just a numbers game.
Yeah. So then the heights, the setbacks, the 25% lot coverage, all of John's recommendations you think are appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they are. I think we need to decide first of all, and maybe we can get help from the planner on this. Let's look at the DG zone. Do we allow it as a conditional use anywhere in the DG zone? I mean, you think about it. If we do that, you might have
15 data centers.
You might have a lot of data centers and one next to the township. You never know.
Yeah.
See, I like the idea of the layover and in
well, if we do an over, if we do an overlay zone, then the zoning map needs to be changed. There's a lot of changes in the ordinance that have to be done to accommodate that.
I am very much aware.
But it's the safest way to do it.
Yeah, you don't understand. Would it take us 4 years to get everything approved on the zoning map?
Yeah, but it's approved. So a change is not as big of a deal as what we just went through.
With the layover, right?
Okay, so then
we pigeonhole them to a certain area.
I don't think we'll have much trouble with the new map.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, the pain that we went through, that's over.
So then would you and Tony consider what you think is appropriate layover zones? Mm-hmm. And make that recommendation as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we feel that that's appropriate, then that's where we...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
All right.
And then the specifics about... I like the idea, the specifics about if there's going to be any kind of individual electric generation, where are we going to go? If there is going to be water usage, are we going to have studies, or you need to be specific about what you're going to ask them to do? Somebody said 800,000 gallons a day. I think that's way high.
That's a lot of water.
That's a huge amount of water. We need to make that threshold.
Yeah, 100,000 is what's in there.
Well, we also need to have them show that they're not going to create a burden on the public by on the supply electric. And demand for electric or water.
I think we're going to be allowed, and I don't know if it's in here or not, but I think as part of a conditional use submission, and this kind of goes hand in hand with 407 and 426 of the ordinance now. If it's going to be in that wellhead protection zone, they're going to have to deal with the water authority's concerns too.
Right.
Well, of course.
And I really think that's more than anything is going to keep a developer from.
I think anywhere in the township, if they're going to be pulling 800,000 gallons a day, it needs to go to the water authority.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
That's going to affect the water table.
Well, that's why you have a tremendous amount of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the other thing to do is I think we really need to go listen to what they're telling us about and determine whether this information session that they're putting out is hype or if it's really giving us an education on how to deal mm-hmm. with it.
And you know, recently, Kevin, I've read some articles. And I don't know how accurate they are, but apparently after the big push for the data centers, when they started having these little, when the state representatives were having their little town halls, they started getting a lot of questions about electric use, water use, how it's going to affect the community's availability of water. And I think they're starting to realize that there's, you know, it's just, you don't just stick a shovel in the ground and start building these things. There's other things to consider.
Well, if there's 800,000 gallons going in, there's 800,000 gallons going out. Where's that water going?
It's not going where it came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. No matter what they're doing.
So
even 100,000 gallons.
And then is it contaminated?
Huge.
Well, they also use sewage water. So you're not pumping out of
the most ground. Recent proposal, I started to laugh. The most recent proposal for up in the coal region of Lackawanna County was they're going to draw water from the old coal mines to use as cooling water.
Wow.
That's because they want to be able to put it back in there.
Exactly, yeah.
They figure it's contaminated out, it's going to go contaminated in. So that's scary. I heard the same proposition.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
That's scary.
That is just...
You know, because that's a sealed... That's a sealed chamber.
And then gaslighting.
Yeah, so that's outright scary.
Are there... It is. And that's when I thought, well, maybe people are finally starting to think about all these things.
Are there any applications pending locally, like in any of the...
There's one pending in Archbald Borough. There was one pending in Covington Township. Clifton Township, Lackawanna County, next to an industrial development park. They had a hearing, the board approved it, an appeal was taken, and then the board reached a tentative agreement, and then the board member who didn't sign the agreement was voted out of office in the most recent election. So the new member is totally against it, so now they're in court over whether or not it was approved or not.
Oh, really?
Last month, the Shohola Planning Board told me they got a data center coming in that is looking at a spot in Shohola.
Really?
How big are these facilities that are in that? Are they huge?
Archibald huge. Is a big
yes,
facility.
One is right next to the what's called the Valley View Industrial Park, and the Valley View Industrial Park consists of four or five very large tenants, including the large natural gas producing
generation
station up there. Yeah.
The one right off of Casey Highway.
Yeah. That's where they're planning on putting the data center.
And the other thing is we have a transmission line coming through Pike County, and if they get to where they need that for them, if they're already, they've already got the approval on that, for them to put bigger lines in is not a, so I don't know, we need to be proactive, is my.
Kevin, those were
the properties I was talking about, because there's a couple of properties up there by the compressor station that are pretty large. They're either in forestry, agricultural, or conservation easements at the present time. But there's one that's 300 and some acres up there.
Well, the kind of money that they're spending with this to take them out of easements or whatever is not,
mm-hmm. not an issue.
There's too much money involved in this. Anything.
That's right.
So yeah, the thing that concerns me with the money involved is if the state decides they're going to sell off some of their land. That's very likely what will happen,
and that might be where Governor Shapiro is going with this stuff. If it becomes too difficult, they'll provide the land for them.
Right.
But then they're going to have to provide it where there is transmission. So that kind of helps us to a degree.
They're also looking at doing the same thing they did to encourage the fracking, and that is to pass a statewide ordinance that would supersede municipal zoning.
Yep. That's what they're going to do. So
they could do that. Yeah.
Yep. So. But at any rate, we should march forward with what we have. Mm-hmm. So
when they do come, we're protected.
Right. So
exactly.
John, do you and Tony have enough to work on to make this make sense?
I think so.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, and then we'll get together with, if the supervisors decide on the planner, then you can get her 2 cents about what we're putting in there that isn't going to pass muster, right?
Yeah. So okay. I think the issues are, you know, settle on the numbers, the overlay zone, mm-hmm. and I think we just present it in final form.
And then the specifics about what studies are going to be required, if there's electric or there's water usage or those kind of things. And notification of the water authority. We'll put them boys in there. Okay.
Water Authority, Fire Department, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Corner of.
No, we're making real progress.
Yeah. So that.
We're doing good here.
Yep.
Right. So right. That.
The next one, I don't think is going to be too hard.
What, the Act 537?
Yeah. Did everybody get a chance to read it?
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, I did not.
Good. I thought.
So what is lacking in that 537 that the state is going to be looking for?
So So I, you know, I met with Bob a couple times, and I, you know, I went through it. So I went through the checklist, you know, which is in the recommended model. So let me just give you my thoughts. So I mean, right now, Bob's done a great job writing a, you know, a written narrative of what's contained in the plan. I think the only thing that would be, you know, which is found in other plans, which is also in their checklist, would be like, you know, certain mapping. So, like there's like a, if there was anything that I could add to it or support what he's done, it would be in the form of, you know, maps, you know, or documents that, that actually add to the report or the plan is what I'm getting at. So what I did is, if you go through...
out of curiosity, did you get the supporting documents that I had with it, though?
No, I mean, I only had what you had sent me, which was, it was all written narrative. Did you include the documents?
Yeah, there's documents. You have them in the office, right?
I might have it here.
Because we did studies. I had Will Whitehead go with me. We looked at properties, whether they could be either repaired or replaced in a different area. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have one property, and we just did along 209 and 6, because that was during the sewer time. But we didn't have one property that couldn't be upgraded.
Yeah, understood. So, I mean, in the guide, you know, it has a, you know, a checklist of things. And so, basically,
so I have the supporting document here.
All right, yeah, give them.
Okay.
Give that to him, and we'll make a new copy.
So what I was alluding to is that, you know, previous wastewater planning, it says that the plan should provide any past wastewater planning or impacts on the current planning effort. You know, and I think that you've done that.
Yeah.
Right, so that's in written form. Then it, the checklist also, okay. Well, I'd seen this. This is good. Who did this here? Was this just a printout of?
Oh, that's the printout of past 5 years. All the
those are all the past 5 years.
Yeah, well, the repairs, modifications, okay. New systems.
Okay.
Well, isn't it a
that's where I was able to come up with the 3.3% failure rate
for, which is incredible.
Yeah, for 5 years.
When you think about how old the systems are.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, going through, and again, this is just the guide. This is directly out of the guide, which I guess the determination is, do we want to add to what Bob's already prepared? It says, you know, physical description is provided of land, properties, and population being served, and any maps that show boundary, physical characteristics, soils, geological. I mean,
I can print that out.
So, you know, the question is, do we want, you know, do we... You know, is that a map that you can easily do, or?
Yeah, I can get that right off of WAGS.
Yeah, so I didn't know what, you know, that was another thing. The next, and again, this is straight out of the guide. The existing sewage facilities in the planning area, identifying the existing needs. It says that the plan identifies individual and community sewage systems, which you did, and any problems with those in recent maintenance.
Which I did.
Which you did. So then it says future growth and land development, land use plans and zoning maps with bulk requirements should be included in the plan. You know, I don't know, you know, is that something you, again, this is a guide. I mean, it's not that we have to require this to be done, but, you know, it can be done or added. I just want to make sure it's understood.
Well, that's basically taking our map and just marking out the different areas, residential, zoning, which is on here, where the vacant properties are yet.
Yeah.
We don't, for the size of our township, we don't have a lot of vacant properties.
Well, to answer John's question, I think the circumstances in which we're sending this to DEP, the more information that we can give them from their checklist, the better.
I'm just saying, we can just send a map showing the areas to be developed in.
Okay.
And then...
I think if you do their entire checklist and send it to them, they're obligated to tell you what you're deficient in, right?
Yep.
They will.
Correct.
Correct, yeah.
But they can't add... If you complete their checklist, they can't add something else, can they? or can they?
Generally, no.
Generally, no.
I mean, generally, no. I mean, I guess with DEP, they could do anything.
Yeah. Right, but am I thinking wrong, or?
No. No, this is why I wanted to get together with him.
Sorry, John.
You know, I guess the only thing is then with the plan, I mean, I think it covers almost everything other than like mapping and some, you know, figures that we could add, which is, again, this is just out of their guide of checklist and add it to the plan and report. And I guess, what's the course of action with this, Tony? Does the supervisors have to approve it, or do we just send it to...
But, yeah, the planning commission has to send it to the supervisors, and then the supervisors have to go through the public notice comment period and advertisement period for DEP. According to DEP regulations, they can't forward it to DEP until they have a public hearing and the supervisors approve it to be forwarded. That's when they first look at it. And that's when you get your comments back, and you go back and forth for about a year after that.
Do we need to send this to county planning?
Yes.
Do we need to send this to Delaware River Basin Commission?
That will depend on what your alternatives are for sewage. Since you're going to be basically saying on-lot sewage, then DRBC probably will not care.
No, it's all going to be on-lot, with the exception of if a sewer is put in, it will be up to each individual property owner wants to connect to the sewer to connect at their own cost.
Correct.
Right, but because you have that language, should it go to DRBC?
Yeah, it could trigger it to go to DRBC.
Doesn't it contradict with the planning MPC, like connecting with their own cost if there is central sewage? Don't municipalities have to be involved in the cost? I don't know. No?
No, not from what we've checked into before I made that statement.
Because this is going to be Milford Township's 537.
Right.
We're not part of it.
The only thing that I think they're going to comment on, and I think they do this with all municipalities now, with their anti-degradation rules, they're going to want to know that the township is going to at least study or institute a sewage.
That's in there.
Maintenance program.
So that was my next question. How do we handle this Olds ordinance? This on-lot?
Just the way they did it in there.
Yeah,
because of the low failure rate, we're going to notify the public.
Yeah, it's an informational
packet on maintenance, what to look for failures, stuff like that. And then we'll do a study on it to see if it warrants an ordinance.
Will they accept that as a...
Yes, they've accepted them in the past.
Okay.
Because there is no regulation that you have to create an Olds ordinance. They haven't done that yet. So if you make it look like you're working towards it, that's what they're interested in. Not going to say they're going to say no anyway, but you never know it when you send this stuff in.
John.
I mean, the only other thing I would say is, you know, I can work with Bob just to kind of massage it and make it into a document that's ready to go to DEP, and then, we'll go through the proper channels if you want to do that.
Correct all my grammar.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say there's some massaging of just like, wording and stuff like that I would like to have the opportunity to work with Bob on and then I think we can
get... Some of it needs to be more acceptable from an engineer's standpoint.
Most of what you need to meet the checklist is probably sitting right there in the office.
Yep.
A copy of the zoning map.
Yeah.
Right, but John is...
Demographic information from the last census, which you get from the county.
It's going to be put in a packet.
Right, but John is being very polite and saying he wants to get this so that it's more acceptable to an engineer.
Yeah.
Well, I want to put it in, I'll say, engineer speak. How's that?
Yeah, right. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, like the all the information is there, like all the data, everything that would be applicable and appropriate for a plan. It's just put it in engineering speak is what I'll.
Okay. You know, yeah. Wonderful.
Put it in a format that people can understand when they look at it.
You can't cause me any grief because I only wrote that so we had a basis to work on.
No, that's what Bob. That's what Bob did. John is going to get it so that the engineers will accept it.
Well, I mean, there's what we call engineer speak, and not that engineers necessarily have the best grammar themselves, but they. In all likelihood, it's going to be reviewed by
engineers. Yep.
You know, and so you. I just know what they, how they read and what they,
right, what they absolutely want to see. Absolutely.
So I mean, if that you know, if you're good with that, other than that, I think the content is there, everything we need information wise is right there. We just, you know, massage it, get the maps, you know, put it into a format that they're gonna review,
and we'll get Tony to review it, but it's and that's not something that we need a planner for. That's something that we need you three guys to.
Yeah.
What is what is the timing on this? Like,
there is none.
There is none.
There is none, but operatively, because the 537 plan was that didn't include us, it's because of the funding, because of the way this is going to go around the circle, they're going to say, Melford Township, you don't have a 537 plan. And you have to have one, so therefore, you're going to be put in this plan anyway. By doing it this way, we have submitted our 537 plan. We have our own. And no longer is that argument going to be valid.
Right.
That's
where it's going.
That's where I'm coming from. Yeah. And that makes sense to Tony, too, I think.
Right, and I think the supervisors are 100% behind that concept.
But operatively, that's the...
The only thing I'm afraid of is that they're going to make us pass an old ordinance.
Well, but they're, well...
No, I'll fight that.
Cross that bridge.
I've already done it twice.
That's all right. We need a 537 plan. We need the fact that we are actively pursuing this. That's my opinion. They can't come in and say we're not.
And I think it's notable that we have such few malfunctions and failures, since a portion of the township borders the river. And we have high. Exceptional value streams that are in the township.
Well, that was my argument when I went down for the 167 plan to Harrisburg. I told them, look, we have the best water in Pennsylvania. I said, yeah, you do. I said, why are you punishing us? We're doing something right. Go after Philadelphia. Go after somebody else that doesn't have the clean water. That's what, you know, and the 167 plan with the riparian buffer killed a lot of properties. A lot of people had 1 acre on a stream. You take 125 feet away, you got nothing left. I said, so you're killing everybody's investments. It never came out.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right.
So that's where we need to be with that. Then before John goes, where are we with the 407? What do you need from us in respect to that? Do you need to spend more time on that?
I need to spend a little bit more time. I mean, okay. I got Tony's memo about 2 weeks ago. I focused on the data center and this, but
good. Okay.
You know, in 2 weeks at your regular meeting, I can come back and we can talk about.
Yeah, John, don't feel that you can't pick up the phone and call me. I always return to call.
No, I will. So let's. If we could put 407 on your regular meeting, what is it on?
We carry it on the agenda.
Yep. We're carrying these all on the agenda, just
yeah.
So that
we just carry.
We don't until
we button
table.
It up. We just leave it on there until we button it up. That way, if there's an informational discussion about it, we can just.
And zoning warehouse standards, we're not overly concerned about that until we let's get this data center thing because there's a moratorium on that.
Oh, that was another.
We have to get that done.
That was another thing John was talking about, incorporating the two together, kind of, right?
Well, I mean, I think they're separate, but I think at some point the warehousing should be done.
Oh, we have to do that.
It's coming back.
Yeah, I mean,
across the river, and I'm seeing more and more of just, they're just popping up everywhere.
No, what I meant, not combining them in an ordinance, combining them, working on them both at the same time, because there's a lot of it that's going to cross over.
Right, but because of where the supervisors put themselves on the data center, they have to.
We got to
get that done.
Right.
And I agree with the 537. I think the sooner you have that in place.
Yeah, we need to have it ready to submit to this. I'd like to have something to submit to the supervisors as soon as possible.
Because once we get beyond that point, it's in the works.
It's in the works. That's exactly right. Right, and that's operatively what's going to happen. They're going to get to the point where Culver Township, you don't have this, you're impeding the process. You will be part of our plan. So.
And we don't want to be.
No. That's right. That's right.
I agree. All right.
All right. So, is there any public participation? Wilbur, nobody's on?
Nope.
No? Are there anything else for the good of the order, so to speak?
I'm good.
No?
Thank you, guys.
Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
All right. I'll second it.
Please put Mark.
The rest of your meeting.
Please.